Pastor Roger this morning has chosen our focus scripture from the Gospel of Luke, the 12th chapter, verses 51 through 53. And this is where Jesus warns about coming divisions. Jesus said, "Do you think I came to bring peace on earth? No, I tell you, a division. From now on, there will be five in one family divided against other, three against two, and two against three. They will be divided, father against son, and son against father, mother against daughter, and daughter against mother, mother-in-law against daughter-in-law, and daughter-in-law against mother-in-law." The word of God for the people.
Tessa and her husband, they were in an electronics store, and they went there to buy a pack of batteries. They needed some AA batteries, you know how it is, and they went in to buy a pack of eight batteries. And so they found the batteries, and they're waiting at the counter, but none of the employees seem very eager to wait on them. So they stand there at the checkout register, waiting. All her husband wanted to do was pay for this eight pack of batteries, but the help wasn't seeming to come very fast. Well, Tess said to her husband, "I've got an idea." And her husband said, No, I don't want to make any waves. We'll just wait. They'll be here. We'll just wait for a moment." And they waited. To which Tess said again, this time a little more forcefully, to her husband, "I have an idea." And her husband replied, No, I've got this under control." So they waited and waited. Tess finally looked at her husband and said, "I've got an idea." He says, No, I'm sure they'll be here in just a minute." Oh, she gave him that, oh yeah, look, that we husbands know that we get from our wives. And she walked over and proceeded to get in her purse, and she pulled out a tape measure. She walked over to the biggest flat screen TV that they had in the store. She took her tape measure and extended it out along the TV. Immediately, one of the workers came up to her and said, "May I help you, ma'am?" She says, "Yes, you can. I'd like to buy these batteries," and pointed to her husband. Tess and her husband, I'm sure they get along, but hey, let's face it, in any marriage, they have some differences at times. Differences in dealing with certain things. Family, they get along. Yes, they also seem to have their differences as well in dealing with certain things. And differences, which can lead to division, is what Jesus is talking about in our reading that Neil shared with us today. I invite you to turn to the Gospel of Luke, chapter 12, and we'll begin in verse 51. As Jesus said, "Do you think I came to bring peace on earth? No, I tell you, but division." You know, when we think of Jesus, we think of him as being the Prince of Peace. Isaiah writes about it. The coming Messiah will be a Prince of Peace. In Christmas time, we sing all the time about Prince of Peace. Our affirmation of faith from Romans, we have. In all these things, we are together. You know, the one who brings peace on earth, goodwill to men, that's who Jesus is. But now he says, "Do you think I came to bring peace on earth? No, I tell you, but division." In other words, he's not coming to bring peace, but to break things up into pieces. What Jesus means here is that he did not come to bring peace at any price, or for settling for the status quo in order not to make any waves, like Tessa's husband didn't want to make any waves. And if you're going to make waves, Jesus knows he's going to, you're going to upset others. You're going to have division because you're asking others to do something than what they've been doing differently. And let's face it, we do not like doing things differently, do we? When you watch these videos, if you watch them at home regularly, you have your regular place you watch them, don't you? What if you were to choose a different room? No. Doing things differently can bring along division, but it also can bring along good things. I once read a very good article about how Susan G. Komen fought breast cancer with her heart, with her body, with her soul. And throughout her diagnosis, treatments, and endless days in the hospitals, and cold and personal waiting rooms, she spent her time thinking of ways to make life better for other women battling breast cancer instead of worrying about her own situation. That concern for others, even as Susan's life ended on August 4th, 1980, moved her sister to keep going, to see that compassion from Susan and that commitment to make a difference. So Nancy Breaker, Susan's sister, promised Susan that she would do everything in her power to end breast cancer forever. And that promise is now the Susan G. Komen for the Cure, the global leader in the breast cancer movement, having invested nearly $1.5 billion, with a B, dollars since its inception in 1982. As the world's largest grassroots network of breast cancer survivors and activists, they're working together to save lives, empower people, ensure quality care for all, and energize science to find the cure. Once again, a terrible situation serves as an impetus for improving the lives of others because they wanted to make a difference. They didn't want to stay with the status quo. Change for the better was only made because there was a division. There was a difference in the way of doing things, a division in the agreements and how breast cancer patients should be handled. You can just imagine the first decades. Oh no, we've always done it this way. No, but this is a new and better way. The kingdom of God is about reconciliation. The kingdom of God is about peace, P-E-A-C. But it's also going to experience division. Division because people will choose to do what is right, and people will choose to do wrong. And they will argue about it. There are those who do good and those who do bad, and each will argue about their side. There are those who are moral, and there are those who are immoral, and they will argue about their side. There are those who follow God's will, and there are those who only follow their will, and they will argue about it. There will be division. And this division of principles, this division of beliefs, even extends, as Jesus says in verses 52 and 53, it even extends to families. For Jesus continues, from now on there will be five in one family divided against each other, three against two, and two against three. They will be divided, father against son, and son against father, mother against daughter, daughter against mother, mother-in-law against daughter-in-law, and daughter-in-law against mother-in-law. You know, when you look at that, yes, we have our differences in households, difference in thinkings, especially if you've had teenagers. I know when I was a teenager, my parents, they didn't know anything. And as I got older, it's amazing how smarter they became. But yet, when you look at it, what Jesus is saying here is essence. He's saying, some in your family will be for me, and some in your family, they will be against me. This was especially true in the church during Jesus' day. Jews who became Christians were excommunicated. Following Jesus' resurrection, as Jews would follow what was called the way, if they did that, they would be excommunicated. They'd be kicked out of the synagogue. They were often shunned by their families. Why? Because they're following this Jesus instead of what we've always done. Jesus did not come to make divisions happen. The division came due to his words. those who followed his words and those who didn't. The division came due to his expectations. Those who had the expectations of others and those who had the expectations Jesus preached on and talked about. And the division came due to his ministry. Those who followed him and those who refused him. And this inevitably caused conflict. Conflict both in families, but also in the society of those who accepted him and those who rejected him. You know, anytime there's a difference of opinion, there's going to be conflict. Anytime there's a difference of opinion, and you both, what's the old saying, and hey, we'll just agree to disagree, there's going to be some division. Yet, when you seek genuineness in the situation, Jesus' peace, P-E-A-C-E, will come when you put that piece of Jesus in your life, that P-I-E-C, of Jesus. When you seek to follow God's will, Jesus' peace, P-E-A-C-E, will come. When you follow that peace, P-I-E-C-E, of God's ministry in your life. When have you experienced division? When have you experienced differencing opinions in your family? What was it over? I have a mother and a mom and a dad, both have since passed away. I have an older sister and a younger brother. Oh yeah, we all had differences of opinions at times, especially me and my younger brother. He's about a year and a month younger than I am. Oh yeah, sometimes over the silliest things. My wife and I, Amy, we've been married 35 years now. And there are times we have differences of opinion. And we let them be known, but we still love one another. What was your difference of opinion over in your family? I use the phrase, what is your family dynamics? Of course, in that difference of opinion, you were always right, right? Yeah, you always had the correct answer, and it was up to you to correct them, right? Maybe not. Yet, when you were looking for an answer, were you focused on what you wanted for an answer, on winning this argument, winning this conflict, your difference being right? Or were you focusing on what does God say in the midst of this? Stuart Briscoe, he was being hired by a bank. He was young. He was new. He was just learning the business. And one day, his boss told him, if Mr. Jones calls for me, tell him I'm out. Stuart replied, oh, are you planning to go somewhere? No, said the boss. I just don't want to speak to him. So tell him I'm out. Stuart responded, let me make sure I understand. Now remember, Stuart's brand new at this. He says, let me make sure I understand. Do you want me to lie for you? The boss blew up at him. He was outraged. He was so angered. When the boss was letting him have it, Stuart prayed. And God gave him a flash of insight. So when the boss's tirade settled down some, Stuart said, sir, you should be happy. Happy because I won't lie for you. For isn't it safe to assume if I don't lie for you, I won't lie to you? Notice that Stuart did not have to handle this crisis alone. He didn't have to go at these difference of opinions, this division that's coming up. He did not have to do it alone. So often we end up doing it alone because we want to be right. No. God gave him insight. And Stuart opened himself up to what was God's will in it. And God will give you insight if you follow him to help you and not try to do it all yourself. If you were an employer trying to hire an efficient, honest, and competent employee, would you hire Stuart? Yeah. If you were an employer trying to hire an efficient, employee. Would you hire you? Some of the most unexpected crisis you will face will come from the opposition of others, the opposition of family, the opposition of co-workers, the opposition of even friends. And when you set out to do what God through Christ says is good, when you focus and pray about what God says to do is moral, when you, through God, through Jesus Christ, want to do in the midst of that the right thing, the righteous thing, God will help you stick to the right standards. And those right standards aren't Roger's standards. They're not your standards. They're God's standards. If you're willing to do what is right in God's eyes, expect some division. If you are willing not to compromise Jesus' teachings, expect some division. If you are willing to live your life by loving and caring for others, what Jesus said, love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. You are willing to live your life like that. Expect some division. So are you willing? Are you living your life that way? Or are there some changes you need to make? What divisions, what differences are you facing in your life today? Have you prayed about that? Have you sought God's guidance? Sometimes God comes as quickly as he did to Stuart, and sometimes it takes longer time. But I guess you need to look at it this way. Are you focusing on winning the argument at any cost? Or are you focused on what God would want you to do? On what God would want you to say? Let us bow our heads for a time of guided prayer. Caring God, you do care for each and every one of us. You're there to help us. You're there to be with us, even during times of division. You know, the division may be with family, with friends, maybe with work, maybe with a church or other areas. So often, we focus on what we think is right instead of praying for your guidance. So I invite you to lift up to God through a silent prayer a division you are dealing with, and pray for God's insight for you. And just as there are times when our lives feel like it's falling into pieces instead of having peace, we know of others whose lives feel they are going into pieces. So I invite you to silently pray for God's peace to be with them and God's guidance to lead them. And Lord, in addition to those we've lifted up silently, we pray for those who feel their life is going into pieces because of the death of a loved one. Maybe it was the matriarch or patriarch of a family. And what are we going to do now? You will guide them in the right way. Maybe it's just looking at it and wondering what else we could have done. You will assure them and reassure them of the right way through you. And you will give that comfort over time, not as quickly as Stuart got it, or to move on with life. They are always a part of our lives. But we're able to use them still to help in those differences, in those divisions that we may have had with them, and helping us see what your will is in those divisions. But Lord, we also keep in our prayers your guidance for those dealing with the enduring flooding that's going on in the nation, or the other natural disasters that are befalling countries and also local communities. We pray for your will to be done in our city, in our state, in our country, and in your world. For people in the midst of their divisions would focus on what your will is have fewer divisions. Jesus realized that, but we have opinions, and there are going to be those for and those against, just like in our families. And Lord, we pray for those needing to make decisions concerning chronic health situations. You are there to help in those decisions, but you're also there to help with those with upcoming procedures. Yes, you're there in each step of our life, even in the midst of the division, helping both sides to realize the righteous way to go, your way. For we never have to handle a crisis alone. You always provide the Holy Spirit, and you provide others to bless us and to help us arrive at the correct way to go in our lives. And when we listen to your ways, God, we are blessed. So I invite you to pray a silent prayer of thanks. Thanks for how God has helped you resolve a difference, a division in your life. Lord, as we look at our lives, that division may be a division of years, where we wish we were younger, or we can't wait to get a little older, or wherever we may be. Help us to look at ourselves now and see how you have blessed us and how you are with us. For through Jesus Christ, we learn to seek God's will and to do what is right to end a division. So I invite you to ask Jesus into your life so that you may seek God's answer. Even when you think you are right, everyone else is wrong. All these prayers we lift up in the name of the one who is always right, Jesus Christ. If we just listen to him, we could be right as well. But no, we often focus on ourselves. The disciples saw this as well. They focused on themselves. But when they focused on what Jesus focuses on, and that's God's working in our lives. That's why they asked him, how do you pray? And Jesus taught them and teaches us to pray and say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine